It was announced by the Pocahontas County Commission at their August 15th meeting that the county was awarded a $50,000 community corrections grant to help fund the operation of the County Day Report Center. Last year, the county had applied for the same grant, but it was not approved, causing the county to have to fund the Day Report program solely out of its own budget. The commissioners voted, of course, to accept this grant award, which involves only about a $5,500 match from the county budget. Another matter concerning the Day Report Center was also on the agenda, the approval of a full-time Day Report Center director. However, this was tabled when the commissioners learned that the County Community Corrections Board was still interviewing candidates. In his report, Commission Attorney Bob Martin also mentioned that he had met with the judges about the recent performance of the Day Report Center, and for a change, the judges were pleased with what they heard. In other actions at this short meeting, the commissioners heard from the county 911 director, Mike O'Brien, who said that Travis Cook, the assistant director of the county emergency management 911 agency, has resigned to work for Greenbrier County. While he has no candidate to fill that position at this time, O'Brien asked the commissioners for authorization to hire Austin Duncan as a full-time 911 dispatcher. The commissioners did authorize that hire at $10 per hour plus full benefits, effective September the 2nd. Pocahontas County Clerk Melissa Bennett asked the commissioners to authorize expenses associated with the October 7th special election. She received approval from the commissioners to hire the list of poll workers she submitted to the commission. She also received authorization to pay $25 for each poll worker for about an hour and a half of training a week or so before the election, and another $150 for each poll worker on election day. Bennett said that on that day, poll workers will work from 5 a.m. until the polls close at 7 p.m., but will still have to hand count the ballots, which could take another 2 hours. In addition, Bennett received authorization to pay the supply clerk an extra $20 and an escort worker an additional $10 for delivering the counted ballots to the courthouse from each precinct. In addition, the commissioners authorized Bennett to pay $80 rental of the precinct buildings on election day and $100 to the schools for their janitorial services they provide. Commission Attorney Bob Martin also reported that he has been working with Mike O'Brien to secure leases for all the radio antenna sites used by the Emergency Management 911 Center and in the development of a holiday leave usage policy, which will save the 911 Center overtime expenses. Mike Vance provided the information the commissioners had requested from him about replacing the locks at the former shoe factory building. Vance says he has visited the building and that 27 standard locks and 6 high security locks would be required to secure all the interior and exterior doors. The 6 high security locks would be used to secure the sensitive offices of the Day Report Center and Home Confinement Office. Those would cost $300 each plus $20 for each extra key, while the standard locks would cost $75 each plus $3 for extra keys. Vance said that he could also seal off the 3 exterior doors which are not being used with plywood and 2x4s for an extra $300. The total labor for the project, which would take about a week to do, will be about $1,500, which Vance said is a lot less expensive than the $90 an hour that a locksmith would charge. Because this work is considered to be a repair and the total amount is below that which would require a bidding process, the commissioners authorized the work to be done. The meeting ended with the payment of invoices. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.